Welcome to ERN. We hope you enjoy the show.
Well, you're listening to The Drive, Life in the Fast Lane. You know, I guess I have to admit that I pretty much live my life in the fast lane. I travel around the country and around the world. And if there is a fast lane, I'm in it. If there's not, I make one, even if it's in the oncoming traffic lane for a moment, to get around the guy in front of me. My job in life is to pass people. My wife always says, why do you have to pass everybody? I said, I don't know. It's just part of me. Tom McDowell's with us. He is the president of Concorso Italiano. It's the 20th of August, everybody. Saturday the 20th, the day before the Pebble Beach Concours. It is my favorite event of the Pebble Beach weekend. I don't know why. Maybe it's because of the beautiful red Italian cars, and it's just fun. I mean, who doesn't love Ferraris? BJ Colleen is on the line. Josh had to drop off. He was actually driving, so he went into an area where he had bad cell service, so we'll get him back maybe in the next hour. Tom McDowell, back with you again. How do you explain Concorso to people? And can you give away some secrets? Is there a best time to show up? I mean, I'm the kind of guy that I like to get there at oh dark 30 and beat the crowds. And it's so worth it to get up and go get a cup of coffee almost in the dark and show up. And you know, parking is easier, access is easier. But what time do you open the gates for the regulars? Because I'm a media. I'm going to get in there and set up my broadcast. Help us out.
Well, the best time to show up is if you've got a certain ticket, the best time to show up is about 6 in the morning, actually.
Yeah.
As these cars come rumbling in, the morning air is a little crisp, it's a little bit foggy, and it's quiet. You know the serenity of a very early morning. It's
on a golf course, right? Yeah, even better.
And all of a sudden in the distance, you hear this little low rumble, and that rumble starts to grow and grow as more and more cars come down the hill and entering the golf course, and being able to stand by that entrance as each and every car that's going to be on display comes roaring by. And it's something, perhaps a diminutive Fiat all the way up to a roaring Ferrari or Lamborghini, and they come by, and it's a sublime moment as you stand there with your cup of coffee and just bask in the glory of all these cars rolling right by you.
I love the word sublime. I haven't heard that word used in years.
you know, Alan, it's amazing because, you know, if you never get a chance to see these exotic cars, and here they are all at one place that you can ogle and just enjoy and love. That is the beauty of the Concorso Italiano, is the fact that these are cars that if you're only going once, you may never, ever see again in your lifetime. It's like a rolling museum. And it's just, you're standing there the whole time with your mouth open and your camera going. And it truly is a bucket list event if you've never done it, really,
well,
out of doubt.
I agree 100%. And Tom, we may have just invented the Concorso Dawn Patrol, you know.
I'm telling them that this is a very good time, but to come out to the event. But I'm not. It's not an inside secret. It's amazing how many people are out there just standing. They're sort of forming a guiding column so the cars can funnel right into the event, and then all of a sudden they're released and they're sprayed across the golf course to their pre-assigned destination. But yeah, that Dawn Patrol, and that there's a lot of people out there on that Dawn Patrol. It's really a wonderful experience.
I love it, love it, love it, and I love the event from beginning to end. Your staff is amazing. The people that are there love, I don't know what it is. It's like almost like a dog show. People love for you to love their cars. They love for you to love their dogs at dog shows and things like that. And there's just good energy. So if anybody wants to go to an event that is just pure fun, Concorso Italiano, it is during Monterey week of the Pebble Beach weekend that has turned into a whole week long event. On Tuesday, there's a car show in downtown Carmel, and then you have the historic races. And the problem is, it is just so hard to get to, but Seaside is just out of town a little bit. and it makes it so much better. So, Tom, thank you very much for all the years of putting on an awesome event and having us there, and we try and bring a little of the flavor. Tom McDowell, everybody. Concorso.com. It is spelled like this, C-O-N-C-O-R-S-O.com. Go check it out. I will be there. Tom, I look forward to seeing you there.
Likewise. Thank you, Al. Thanks for having me.
Very good. BJ, you're on with us for another hour, right? We're going to add Chris Duke and got some other fun people coming on the show. We'll talk a little bit about another great event coming up, Hot August Nights, which is the first weekend of August in Reno. And moi is the Grand Marshal. It's my like seventh year. It's the 30th anniversary of that event. It is The Drive and our show brought to you in part by Shell. And I put Shell in all my vehicles. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This show is presented in part by Brembo, the choice of champions. We'll be right back.